This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up, I need to talk to you.
Welcome to another edition of
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, the sleeping I did last night, it was heavenly. I felt myself starting to doze off around 8:30, and I said, that's it, I'm out. I got up, brushed my teeth, got in bed, and I must have passed out so deep. You could have fired a cannon, I would have never known it.
Yeah, I hit the snooze like 11 times this morning.
Here's what happened. When I went out of town, I got back home after midnight on Sunday night. So I got like 3 hours of sleep, 3.5 hours of sleep, whatever.
I know you were exhausted yesterday.
And I did not nap yesterday. I had a bunch of stuff I had to do. I had to unpack my stuff, wash my dirty clothes. My car was filthy. Got all that done yesterday. And man, boom, I crashed last night.
I'm proud of you.
I am fresh as a daisy this morning.
I love that.
Are you fresh this morning or are you kind of eh?
I'm eh. I don't want to be eh, but
I am. You're 50% today?
Yeah, I'm drinking my coffee now. We'll see how I feel afterwards.
What's your brew today?
So it's my Folgers, as usual.
All right.
But I bought a new creamer, a Chobani chocolate chip cookie dough creamer.
Is that that bottle I saw you take out of your luggage this morning?
Yeah, my luggage, yeah.
Every morning she comes in, the first thing she does is unpack her luggage.
Gotta pull my planner out, my notebook out, my computer out, my waters, my
coffee. She has this huge bag, and of course, the Big Dumb Cup.
You're welcome.
Time to get up. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 6:03. Let's start with Lainey Wilson on The Wolf.
In the middle of the night, wild horses.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. 6 after 6 now. Last night I was sort of on the phone and on a chat with a friend of mine. I was trying to plan a weekend out of town with a new girlfriend. This would be the first time they were going out of town together, but it's early, my opinion.
Early in the relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's early to be going out of town together.
How early?
Maybe 2 weeks in.
No, yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Because when you want to find out somebody about somebody, you go on a trip with them.
Yeah, I would say the only thing that would be okay if it was like a group trip and she kind of was a last minute add-on, but she's friends with everybody.
Just you and her? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's a one-on-one trip and doing a lot of exploring in different places.
You're friends with the guy, not the girl, right?
I am. That's right. I'm friends with the guy, not the girl.
He's not a killer, right?
No, he's perfectly safe, but I don't know about her. Maybe she
right,
did.
Right.
But anyway, it's like they've been attached to the hip here for the last several days, and a suggestion was made, and I don't remember which one. I think it was her about going out of town for the weekend.
You know, some people are just so ready to be in it. Be in it and be all up in it and surround themselves with that relationship. I think some people are just They need it faster. They want it faster.
But she's saying that she wants to be slow and methodical.
But y'all are going to go out of town again or 2 weeks in.
But at the same time, you're going out of town. So I don't know.
Anyway, she seems a little crazy.
The decision was made that it was going to be Asheville for the weekend because it's drivable.
Uh-huh.
It's not too far out, so if it goes to hell in a handbasket, you can
roll
be
back
home,
home
in 2 hours and you're out. It doesn't involve airplanes, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
I mean, you know, more power to them if they have a great time and they want to spend the time together. But I don't know, her pushing for being slow, but then she's like, let's go out of town.
Yeah, it seems there's a dichotomy there somewhere that doesn't jive.
We need to talk about this off mic. I got to know who this is. I think I already know.
I'll give you all the scoop. Anyway, over the course of that, looking for a place that was close by, you know, and I think of all the regular places, but I thought, I'll dig around a little bit. I'll get back to you in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking around. Do you know what the current population of North Carolina is? I was just looking through a bunch of stats.
Well, living in Kernersville, I can tell you it's a lot more than I want it to be.
It's a lot of them in Kernersville.
Y'all but can stay out of Kernersville.
I want
you
to just guess a number. That what's the population of the state of North Carolina right now?
4.6 million.
10.5 million.
Yo, get out. If you ain't from here, leave.
Can you believe that?
We are full.
10.5 million
Sheesh.
People. The truth is.
And four of them are in Kernersville. I'm telling you right now. Good God, get out of here.
And they're all in that shopping center where Harris Teeter is.
Holy Bess.
That area is crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
People, can't we do something about that turn in and out there?
Can y'all just come and visit and not move in?
So
I'm sick of it.
10.5 million people. In fact, this, if you combine us and like 8 other states, it's more population than all the other states combined.
Now, see, y'all need to stop reproducing and bringing people in and moving here. Stop.
One of the fastest growing states.
There's plenty of us already here for these places that are opening up new jobs. I know plenty of people just who don't got no money.
And the most expensive place is Asheville, by the way.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, most expensive. Have a good weekend.
You found a new man, found some new friends, got a new like you always said we would.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, and we're getting in the Big Bad Wolf truck, and we are heading out to the Greensboro Science Center tomorrow.
Wow, it snuck up on us for sure.
It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, whether you like it or not. We're ready. You got to be ready to go tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow.
And it's going on from 10 to 2, but we'll be there 11 to 1. Dale, speaking of which, I've got to sign you up for a slot in which to give blood.
All right. Well, is there something available while we're there?
11:15, or there was like a 12:30 or something like that. So I think I'll just sign you up for as soon as we get there.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Get you set on down. I'm going to be all up in Dale's face getting video of him getting stuck.
Yeah. We'll do that tomorrow. Come on out and join me. Like I said, you can lay on the one beside of me. We can chit-chat. We can talk.
And, of course, get some snacks afterwards, because once you give blood, you have to have a snacky.
Then we'll go to the snack table. I love the snack table.
You know, I think that Dale and I both agree that we know that how important it is to give blood, to give back, because it's always a need. They always need, the blood banks are always running short, it seems.
Imagine how much they use a day in this country, or just imagine how much they use in the state of North Carolina in a day.
With our 10 million people here.
Yeah, 10.5 million. It's
insane. So, you know, we just want to kind of do our part and give back and spread some awareness. And I know you're probably thinking, well, Annie, you're not giving blood. And no, I can't physically give blood. I'm anemic, and I learned the hard way twice now that I will, there's no doubt about it, will pass out when giving blood. So we're just not going to do that again, okay? We learned that. We learned that at 26. We learned that at 17. We don't need to learn that at almost 32. We good.
There are almost 38,000 blood donations needed per day.
Wow.
To maintain the blood supply that's needed. 38,000.
So if you got a little time tomorrow or you're nearby and you're on a lunch break, come on by and donate. It's so important. And you can hang out with us. Like I said, we'll be there 11 to 1 at the Greensboro Science Center. And out front of it, they have the SAIL, S-A-I-L, SAIL Center, which is where all the blood donations will be happening. It doesn't hurt. It's so easy. All you do is lay there, baby. All you do is lay there.
And if there's anything that I'm really good at, it's just laying there.
That's right. That's all you got to do.
Right.
So come hang out with us. Get blood.
Greensboro Science Center. If you're new to town, it's on Lawndale. GPS it. We'll see you there. Wake up with the Wolf Show. If I could just jump in here just really quick here and tell you a couple more stats on blood that we were just talking about. 43,000 pints of blood are used daily.
Wow.
In the U.S. I'll repeat that. 43,000 pints are used daily, and someone needs blood every 2 seconds in the United States. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. So, as you can see, pretty important to donate blood.
Yeah, any chance you get.
And beginning to end, it's less than an hour, including snacks.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Life doesn't.
I only understand about 50% of the words in that song, but
I have learned all of them now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thanks.
I like hearing him sing it better.
Oh, shut up, Dale.
6:35, the Ranch Roundup. Wound up yesterday. He announced the winner. And if you missed it, here is who won.
Congratulations to John Brown's Country Store and Grill.
It was aggressive, man. It was a fight to the end.
They won 1,000 and some change to 1,000 and some change. So yeah, it really was not a humongous takeover. It was neck and neck the whole time. So shout out to Little Creek Diners, too, for putting in the hard work.
Yeah, it was the Stokes County Smackdown. So, yeah, we're looking forward to coming to see it. We went yesterday, but they were closed yesterday.
And were.
A lot of places around here closed on Monday.
So the beautiful plaque is just sitting here waiting to be taken.
We'll get it to them. But congratulations to John Brown's. A much-deserved win after that fight. You didn't lay down once. You didn't give up. You kept swinging. And that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. All right, here's One to Wake You Up. It's our favorite song right now. Zach Top is his name. The song's called Sounds Like the Radio.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
top
one.
Three.
Go.
Get your moans and groans out before I get to number one, Dale. Okay, no more. No more whining allowed.
I'm not promising that.
Starting today, Starbucks is going to welcome the warmer season with 3 new lemonade refreshers and a new cold foam option. Sounds good, right?
Yep.
But they're all highlighting Starbucks' spicy chili powder blend.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't understand it. I'm not going to try one. I have no interest in this. But somebody out there will, and somebody will try it.
How much are these drinks?
Who knows, Dale? Depends on the size you get.
I'm looking it up.
The 4 new things that they're going to be offering are going to be here for a very, quote, very limited time this spring. It's the spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, spicy strawberry, and the spicy cream cold foam. So let's dive into one of these, the spicy pineapple. It's pineapple and passion fruit flavors. They combine with lemonade. It's got a sweet and bright profile. It's shaken with ice and mixed with the spice blend. And it's topped with pineapple pieces. It doesn't sound so bad. So I guess it's just a little bit of whatever their spicy chili powder blend is. Just to give it a little sweet heat maybe. And then the spicy cream cold foam I was interested in. So it says you can do this on any beverage as a drink customization. But it's the chain's cold foam mixed with the spicy chili powder blend. And it's a beverage topper. It packs a punch. So anyways, it's buy one, get one free on Thursday, this Thursday, 2 days from now. You can buy any beverage, including the spicy lemonade refreshers, and you get another one free from noon until 6. Dale, did you find a price? It's going to vary. I mean, you're going to look, well, let's say $4.50 to $7.50, depending on customizations, right?
And that's not what I'm seeing.
Okay, you're seeing a solid price?
Yeah, I'm seeing that this can't be right, though. We're talking... Like, no, this sounds not right.
Okay. We're going to say $4.50 to $7.50 because that's normally where their drinks range. Number 2, and I am pretty excited for it. Spring has officially sprung in the triad because it's strawberry picking season.
Yeah, I love me some strawberries.
Who doesn't love fresh buckets of strawberries? So anything you can buy on the side of the road, you know it's going to be good, right? And there's a ton of places all around that are already selling them in certain counties. Guilford County, you got Bernie's Berries and Freedom House Farm, Ingram Farms, Smith Farms, Smith Ridge Farms, Randolph County, Whitaker Farms, Rockingham, Wheeler Farms, Strawberries and Tuttle's Farm, Stokes County, Armstrong Artisan Farms, and Mabe's Berry Farm. So those are just a few to list. And of course, if you want to add any of your farms to the list, I got these off of WFMY. And they said you can email them webteam@WFMY.com. And I know there's a couple in Kernersville and surrounding areas that also will have strawberries soon if they don't already. And number three to finish up today's top three, super proud of Jelly Roll for this. He's been hard at work on a healthier lifestyle. And some people are actually starting to notice. He said, I'm down about 70-something pounds. He's really been kicking butt. And he says, I'm doing 2 to 3 miles a day, 4 to 6 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes in the sauna, 6 minutes in a cold plunge. He says, I'm eating really healthy. I feel good. And I was thinking, I plan on losing another 100-something pounds. He says, it feels good to get this weight off. And I can only imagine what I'm going to feel like by the time I go on tour. And he's part of his new workout routine includes a lot of walking. He says, and he's training for a 5K. He says, as long as I'm training for this thing and I'm shedding weight, I've been eating good too, and I'm excited. He says he's going to get 3.1 miles done, probably a brisk power walk. My goal is to be able to do a 15-minute mile. So he's signed up to tackle two Bears 5K taking place May 7th in Pasadena, California. And I just, anybody that is trying, no matter your, you know, celebrity level, anybody that is putting the work in and trying, I salute you. It is hard to hold on to weight, and it's hard to get rid of that weight.
Yeah, easy to put on, tough to take off.
Unless you're trying to gain weight, and it's hard to do that, too, when you can't gain weight. So we're here for you. We feel you. And Jelly Roll is on the same journey as most of us are, just trying to live a healthier, active lifestyle. So good for Jelly Roll.
Go, Jelly! Go, Jelly! Somebody just DM me and said, how about Wild Angels by Martina
McBride? How about
it? I said, hey, why not? Here we go. Turn it up. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Ashley Cook and your plate. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day so far. Getting Tuesday started. Tomorrow, we're headed out in the Big Bad Wolf truck up Lawndale to the Greensboro Science Center. There's a blood drive going on. Needs your help. If you donate blood regularly and it's time for you to donate again, then why not do it there if you have time to come out? You can do it at lunchtime. Tell your boss you're going to give blood. You need extra time.
I'm sure that they would not look at you and be like, how dare you?
Yeah. 43,000 pints of blood used per day in the U.S.
We've got 10 million and some change in North Carolina alone.
Yeah.
Needing some blood.
We have one of the most populous states in America, along with California and Texas and Florida.
And y'all just keep populating, so we might as well give blood to help fix that.
And he thinks they're all moving to Kernersville.
They are all moving to Kernersville. 4.5 of them are there, 4.5 million. But yeah, I'm excited to go out, kind of explore and see what's going on new at the Greensboro Science Center too. But all the blood drive stuff is happening in the SAIL, like S-A-I-L, SAIL Center. And they're doing everything from 10 to 2. But, you know, Dale and I, 11 to 1, we'll be hanging out, watching Dale give blood.
Yeah, come on out. Get on the gurney there beside of me. We'll do it together. We'll chit-chat. We'll talk. Then we'll have some snacks.
And I'll take pictures.
We'll go to the snack table. I love the snack table. So come on out tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Come on out at lunchtime, whatever. Somebody needs blood every 2 seconds. Every 2 seconds. I didn't misspeak. Every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. And you can give. And another thing, and they'll help you with this. If you have the Red Cross app, they will tell you when your blood leaves the blood center and goes to the hospital.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
It is. I mean, because, you know,
it's like tracking for your blood.
Right. It's like, okay, my blood is actually going to help a person right now. So that's kind of neat to know that it goes out. You get a little message that says, hey, just letting you know your blood has left the blood center and is headed to a hospital.
I just had another thought along with that mm-hmm. I'd like to see something else do that, but I'm not going to go there. Okay. Anyways, join us from 11 to 1 tomorrow and 10 to 2 to give blood all afternoon. It's going to be a great time at the Greensboro Science Center with the American Red Cross.
We'll see you there. 7:07 and time to get up. Here's T-Rex. It's called Marry Me.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's Luke Combs at 7:26. Normally there's music playing behind us when we talk, but I'm not going to play that music right now because there's a video that's going around of a teacher getting slapped.
I'm so angry over this.
In school. Now, I'm the kind of person, I'm normally laid back and calm and cool, but I will tell you this, if I have to do something, I will do it.
I'm going to go ahead. Let's just, okay. So we don't normally get real serious on our show. We like to keep it lively, but everybody is talking about this as of yesterday, and we couldn't ignore it because it's very local to us. Without getting into too much detail, if you've seen the video, you know. If you haven't, just a quick rundown. There's a student at a local school who we don't know the context of it, but you see in a video cussing at his teacher, and I think it's twice she gets slapped. And yeah, when I say it slapped, twice. It's enough.
You can feel it when you watch you that can, video.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's all we're going to give you about that, because this is a juvenile. This is a situation that the Forsyth County school system is trying to handle, that the police department has gotten involved in. None of that is our concern about that. But more or less, it's got me terrified to send my baby to school. Now, this is an older class, middle school, high school, something like that. Oh, it's high school. But at the same time, this could happen at any level because the disrespect was there. That disrespect's been there. And I'm terrified to send my baby to school to be surrounded by mess like that. It's a scary situation. Not only are school shootings something we have to worry about and strangers coming into these schools and et cetera, but now I have to worry about the same kids in the class with my child. And beyond that, all you see is a kid videotaping or multiple kids videotaping this happening. You hear snickers in the background, but you don't see a single person stand up, say something, make a move. And that is where my anger really stems from. The fact that there is a classroom full of bystanders. And Dale and I are the two people, like, it's amazing that we end up in a room together. We're the two people that's the last thing we're going to let happen is be innocent bystanders.
I would have got in the middle of that so fast.
So quick. I don't care. 15, 16, I would have definitely jumped in.
The boys I was raised with, I don't know a single one who would not have said, oh, no, you're not.
When I was in high school, I was in a class, and I had the nicest teacher. Her name was Miss Webb. Shout out to Miss Webb.
Shout out.
I remember watching as these girls would just, and it was mainly a class of girls, would just disrespect her, get up, treat her so wrong. And so many times, because it was a scary situation for me in that classroom, I would go to her and I'd say, Miss Webb, anything I can do to help you. I don't think what happened today was right. I'm there for you. And so I started to try to befriend these girls and try to show them that, like, we don't have to treat her that way. She's actually really nice. She's actually just kind of set in her ways, and she's a teacher and we respect her. And so I kind of took a different approach on it. But in a moment like this, hands are being put on a teacher? Absolutely not. I would have stood up. If this had happened to my teacher, Miss Webb, you best believe I'd have gotten in the middle of it. Hit me. Fight me. Girl, I'll throw a chair at you. But you're not going to touch the teacher who, first of all, can't touch you. You're not going to touch that teacher. Expel me. Let's get in a fight.
When you watch this video, first of all, you just won't even believe it. It's disbelief when you see it the first time. Then the second time it happens.
I hate that it's being shared as much as it is, but it is awareness. And it is showing your kids and asking them, it's a great way to bring up a conversation. It's saying, hey, did you hear about this? Hey, what would you do in this situation? Let's talk about how we could handle it in an appropriate way. Because I feel like we can't raise a generation of bystanders. If you do that, what else will transpire in a classroom, in a grocery store, in a restaurant, if we're all just sitting and watching and filming stuff like this and sharing it for the internet and not making a stand? Don't stand for something. What is it, Dale?
You'll fall for anything. That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm so hot over it because it's just ridiculous that there was just a classroom full of people watching this happen.
Not once, but twice. hits her twice.
I just...
With this big open-handed slap. It's one of those where, you know how when you
see
something...
I watched a grown man slap another grown man like that and knock him to the ground.
It's like, it's, you know how when you see something and you're just watching it, but you still cringe?
And the teacher, God bless her, because that job, you don't get paid enough and you're overworked and you're underappreciated. And the fact that she just sat there, I would have busted in tears if I was her. The fact that she just sat there and she took it, what's she going to do?
She couldn't do a thing. She, you know,
the trauma that comes off that for her, I would quit that day and I'd never go back. You could not pay me enough to go back because that's not worth it. You didn't go to school and go in debt and go to teach for that.
When I was in school, if that would have happened, there'd have been 10 boys stand up and take care of business. It's unbelievable. And you're right. This is why people in the military or are not in the military anymore say, can you imagine if things really went bad and we had to depend on these people to defend this country? And they're sitting there with their phones videoing this slap so they can put it on their Instagram and get a bunch of likes because people...
It's absolutely insane to me. And like I said, this just brings up another point in molding these young minds at home and at school. It's having these tough conversations. Obviously, we don't know the background of that story. We don't know what sparked it, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not our place to create a situation. It's just the fact that you see something like this, and I feel like the first thing I would hope parents to do is turn to their kids and say, what would you do in this situation? Let's talk about how you could have helped in this situation.
And what was it someone said?
It's just walking out of the classroom to go get somebody.
Go run, get somebody to help if you're unable to do anything about it.
I don't know. I've seen so many teachers disrespected, and it's one of those things that puts a fire under me because my mama, you best believe she ever heard of me disrespecting verbally a teacher. Verbally alone, let alone put my hands on a teacher. I wouldn't be alive to tell y'all the tale.
If my parents,
she'd have killed me and went to jail happily.
My parents would have heard me not say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. They would have gave me a talking to.
It's a shame it breaks my heart. And I just want to create a generation of good kids. I tell my kid all the time, mommy and daddy are hard on you because you're going to be a good man.
Yeah, the whole purpose of this conversation is just, maybe you could start a dialogue at home or something because when you see it, you can't even believe it. You can believe it.
Let's just teach our kids how to be better in situational circumstances. That's the biggest thing because so many times we see things of this nature happen and so many people are just on the sidelines allowing it to happen.
It also makes you think about how many times it happens and you don't know about it, but it's still happening.
I'm not telling you to tell your kids to jump in the ring of fire. I'm not telling your kids to get in there and get into a fight. I'm just saying there's ways that situations can be handled and you can have alternate ways of handling them. You know, there's ways of saying, hey, here's what mom or dad would do. Here's what maybe you could do if this situation ever arised in this moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I hate seeing it. I hope that video eventually gets taken down and whatever comes out of this, you know, there's some justice, especially for that poor teacher. And I hope that people who are in school to be teachers, people who are already teachers, I hope you don't lose your passion and your love for these children who need you, and we appreciate you. Celebrities of the triad celebrating their special day today. And boy, oh boy, I love celebrating with you right here on the biggest birthday party of the triad. And you can RSVP always by texting us 799-WOLF. Let's get to celebrating. Last minute one came in. Lexi of Thomasville is 15. I think it's Lexi Stevens of Thomasville. Hope you have a great birthday. Also celebrating today. We actually missed one yesterday. Hayden and Trinity Absher of High Point turned 12 yesterday. Happy belated birthday to you. Now today, Amber Carpenter of Candor. Abby Caton of Madison is 16 today. Daniel Duck Carr of Ashboro having a birthday, along with Victoria Ring of Greensboro. Nathan Triplett of Winston-Salem. Marissa Grant of Pofftown. Mason Fain of Stewart, Virginia. Lindsay Sisk of Winston-Salem. Leanne Boswell of Ashboro. Caitlin Truesdell of Kernersville. Happy birthday, boo. Shelby Newsom of Greensboro. Ashley McGee of Greensboro. And Mr. Dale Cass Stevens of Franklinville having a birthday today. That's one hard-working man, and I hope you have the best day, pal.
Great name, too.
It is a good name. Dale is a great, solid name. Like I said, we'd love to have you. RSVP to us, 799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 931-THE-WOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock now. And he was just showing me a picture of some recipe this guy was whipping up in a saute pan on the stove with some cabbage. It didn't look good to me. She said it looked good to her.
It looked delish.
I want to tell you about a food. The people are going too far with some of these food items, okay? Way too far. The Barbie craze continues now with Heinz and Mattel getting together for, are you ready for this? The barbecue sauce.
Oh, that is a stretch.
Wait till you hear what it looks like. The sauce is pink, and it's made from vegan mayonnaise and barbecue sauce. It is inspired, of course, by Barbie's 65th anniversary and the movie. It has a unique pink color that comes from beetroot extract. Yummy.
Ew.
Pink barbecue sauce. It's a no from me, dog.
Yeah.
Not going to try that.
I don't know. I'd put it on my barbecue, make it look purdy.
No, I wouldn't do that.
A little edible glitter. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man. We're close.
Today's top one, three, go.
Before I start with number one on today's top three, Dale, get all your moaning and groaning out now. That's right, because the next word out of my mouth is Starbucks.
One more.
Okay. Starting today, Starbucks is bringing in the warmer season with three new lemonade refreshers and a cold foam option. They're all highlighting Starbucks' spicy chili powder blend. So they have these four new offerings. Very limited time. Quote, very limited time. But the four of them are spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, spicy strawberry, and a spicy cream cold foam, which you can add to any beverage. They're offering the buy one, get one free promo they do, and it's on Thursday, where you can buy any beverage, including one of these new lemonade refreshers that are spicy, and you get another one free from noon until 6. So if you want to try one, buy your favorite drink, then buy one of these things. And when you hate it, at least you still got your regular. There you go, Dale. Way to be. Number two on today's top three, spring has officially sprung because it's strawberry season in the triad. Just thought I had to sing that. I don't know why. Anyways, who doesn't love a fresh, delicious strawberry? And anything sold on the side of the road is a win for me.
Yeah, if it's off a truck bed, it's good. You know that.
You know it. So Guilford County has a few farms up and running. Freedom House Farm, Bernie's Berries, Ingram Farm, just to name a few. Weirnough County's got Whitaker Farms, Rockingham, Wheeler's Farm, Strawberries, and Tuttle's Farm. Stokes County, we got Armstrong Artisan Farm and Mabe's Berry Farm. And there's plenty more all around for Scythe County and everything. And I know there's quite a few in Kernersville, too, that always have really good berries. So get out there and get your fresh picked, or you pick them, strawberries.
I can overeat on strawberries very easily. I love them. This time of year, I'll be honest with you, I almost always have some this time of year.
Fun fact, you can also eat the greenery. Straight up, you can eat the greenery on a strawberry.
I'm sure you can. I don't, but
I like to cut them off, freeze them, and save them for smoothies. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Pro smoothie tip.
Pro smoothie tip. All right. And for number three on today's top three, I am super proud of anybody putting in the hard work to shed some weight. Dale and I have been doing it for a few months now, and it's hard. It takes a toll on you mentally, physically, and emotionally. It does. And Jelly Roll has been working very hard to lose some weight and have a healthier lifestyle. And he's excited because one of the most exciting things is when someone does start to notice. When someone makes the comment, it really, I think it is such motivation to want to keep going. And so he said he's probably down 70-something pounds. And he feels he's really been kicking butt. He's doing 2 to 3 miles a day, 4 to 6 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes of the sauna, 6 minutes in a cold plunge every single day, eating healthy right now. And he plans on losing another 100-something pounds. And he's working on doing his first 5K, the Two Bears 5K in Pasadena, California in May. His goal is to do a 15-minute mile. And he loves the power walk, and walking is part of one of his big routines in his new workout regimen. He says, I'm just shedding weight, and I'm trying so hard to do better for myself. And a round of applause, Jelly Roll, for straight up just putting in the hard work to do it. So it's good for you, buddy. Good for you.
You ain't ready for this, Jelly.
That's right. Thanks, Dale.
You're welcome.
Here we go, starting up a Tuesday. You know the words. Sing along with Kenny. Tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Saturday, April 27th. For you now, if you want to take on Annie, and Annie knows everybody, got three questions for you. She'll leave the room. We'll compare notes when she comes back. What call are we taking?
We'll go for 16 again.
16. Caller 16 right now. Caller 16 at 799-WOLF. Caller 16, 799-WOLF. Go up against Annie now to win those tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. That's it for the Wake Up With The Wolf Show. We're heading out of here. What a beautiful day we've got coming up today. Absolutely gorgeous. I do smell that pollen in the air, though.
When does this all pass? Because I'm over it.
Christmas?
Have you seen the wolf truck?
It's covered.
Sheesh.
And we got something going on with that. We got to get that thing cleaned up.
I'll tell you what. If they don't clean it, I will.
All right. Coming back tomorrow with more tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. I need some heavy Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. That sounds like man stuff there, doesn't it?
Man and woman stuff. Don't you play with me. I got my rodeo outfit all planned out.
LJVM, Saturday, April 27th. Going to be a good night. Going to be fun. Give me a chance to wear your cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Only 3 more days to the weekend. You're going to make it, I promise. Leave you with Morgan Wallen and Eric Church. God made man and man made a bar. Have a great day.
Sat down on a bar stool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.